this is what you're fighting for. I mean, every day you're out there.
What they're doing is blowing people off.
If you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians, get total control and total power. Because this is just like in Arizona, this is just like in Georgia. It's another element that backs them into a corner and shows their lies and misrepresentations.
That's why this audience is going to have to get engaged. As we've told you, this is the fight.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room, Battleground. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, as we've seen from the last hour, thank you. Welcome for the second hour of the evening, late afternoon, early evening edition of the War Room, as you saw in last hour with MTG and everything we're talking about, this massive fight in the House. It gets down to, and of course, this new book that's come out, Finish What We Started. It's all about the grassroots. It's all about grassroots participation. It's all about taking over the school boards, your local state legislatures, the precinct strategy, all of it. Now, we have a perfect example in Dallas, Texas, of what the issue is, of how they're not there to give you a warm embrace. Melissa Katz, one of the leading activists down there. Melissa, set the table for us. This was a, you know, we had the what I call the Paxton forces or the MAGA forces, the grassroots forces on this huge primary election day, went across the board so many seats, but there are a bunch of runoffs. Right. They're going to take place in May. And I'm here to announce with Glenn Story, we're trying to figure out how we have another big event like we had with General Paxton in the lead up to the primary day. But we still have unfinished business. And I think you're a perfect example of what the issue is, of how the establishment is dug in, and every seat to them matters. They're not prepared to concede to us any victories. Walk me through, why are we still talking about a recount from the primary, which is weeks and weeks ago? And quite frankly, we're into the second phase runoff season right now. It's going to be, I think, in late May. What is the situation down there? How can we can't get a winner on this race in Dallas, ma'am?
Well, when we began this recount, the candidate Barry Warnock is the one that requested it, and he wanted it to be a recount. I mean, it's for the Republicans. You would think that both candidates, Barry Warnock and Morgan Meyer, and then our Dallas GOP chair, we would want to show that we want election integrity and things could run smoothly and efficiently and be thorough. But it's been anything but that. The Dallas County chair, she would be the supervisor. She is, but she allowed someone else to be the chair. And the first person that we had, he came in when we started the recount last week, but by the end of the day, he had been fired. And he was fired because, you know, I don't know all the details, but he was asking a lot of questions and asking for reports that they didn't want to provide. I believe they didn't want to provide. So in that first day alone, there was no training done to the people involved in the recount, which is critical. You have your counters, the tally people, and the poll watchers, like myself, who's seen everything going on. And so that wasn't done. But we were notified that evening that there would be a new chair over this recount. And it wasn't someone that Barry had agreed to, or they just put the person in place. There's actually two, but they designated one person as the chair. So that is the person when we have challenges, as we're doing this recount, that we put our hand up and he comes over and says whether or not the ballots that we're wanting to challenge can be go forward or not. Okay, so first I want to point out, as you said, the establishment, the ruling class, the uniparty rhinos, they're right here in Dallas, and they want this candidate, Morgan Meyer, who is one of their people, to stay in his, there in the House, and he was the manager for the impeachment of Ken Paxton. It's all the same group going after grassroots people and like General Paxton, and then Barry Warnock. You had no funding from anybody in the establishment to Barry Warnock, but you did have Morgan Meyer, the candidate, give to the Dallas County Republican chair who's overseeing this. So that seems like a conflict of interest for sure, but
hang on one second. This Morgan Meyer. I got Warnock. Let's go to Barry. Barry, you were on, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think Monday a week ago, the recount was supposed to be the next day, and I think we thought this was going to be a 1 or 2 day thing. Now we're Tuesday the following week. What in the hell's going on, brother?
Okay, well, thanks for having me on again. The recount should take probably about a week. So it does take a while. This is a manual hand ballot recount. And the reason it takes a while is we have countywide voting. So there are about 800 some odd precincts in the county of Dallas. Now, in my district, there's 78. But people can vote in all of these polling locations all over Dallas County, so for my district. So it creates a big problem, and that big problem starts with.
Hold it! Stop! How can that be? If you wanted, you don't have to go to one of the 78 and vote. You can vote in any of the 800. How does that work?
Well, it doesn't work well. In fact, a big problem with it is it causes a constitutional issue because there's no longer secrecy of the ballot. I can go to someone from my district can go vote in, you know, an hour away in Dallas County in a polling location where that person's the only one from that precinct that's voting there. Well, it's public record how that precinct voted in each polling location. So you could actually find out that person's name and who he voted for. So that's a major issue in and of itself. But I think what we're going to find out here, regardless of who we find out to be the winner of this recount, is that we got to do away with countywide voting. We got to get back to precinct-based voting, day of election voting. And it's kind of interesting. The Dallas County Elections Department was closed on Monday because it was a solar eclipse day. I mean, we don't even have a national holiday for our elections.
Hold it, stop. Hey, hang on. Hold it. Stop. They closed the election and before the solar eclipse?
Yeah, the solar eclipse day. That's right. Because for whatever reason, that was more important than actually having a holiday for our elections. But yeah, so that's one of the delays. But there has been a lot of obstruction. Back to the obstruction. We wanted the first chair, and Melissa is right. We had one chair at the beginning who was going to follow the law. But before we started the recount, he wanted to make sure everything was in order. And that means counters are trained. You have to be trained, even according to the Secretary of State, before you go in there and start counting. Also, having a sorting machine. They have a DS-850 that can sort 300 ballots per minute. Instead, the other side, the Morgan Meyer side, was complaining constantly and objecting that we can't use a sorting machine, that the counters have to go through, imagine this, thousands of ballots to look for two or three ballots that actually pertain to my district, because they got to go through all of these precincts and all of the polling locations all over Dallas County. So it's a recipe for disaster if you don't actually organize first. One of my children that we homeschool, we have mastery learning, meaning she doesn't move on until she gets 100 in that subject. You got to create a foundation first. Well, like in everything else, here we have a recount starting, and the other side's pushing to let's go. But we haven't even sorted the ballots yet. So it's a mess. And what we've discovered so far throughout this mess is that of the 86 polling locations that we've actually already sorted through and actually counted, 13 polling locations have no chain of custody. We're missing seals from the ballot boxes, or the serial number that the judge wrote down on the judge log sheet, on the seal log sheet, doesn't match up to the seals of the ballot box that came from that polling location. We have ballots that aren't even signed by judges on the back. That is an invalid ballot. That is an invalid vote.
Yep.
In fact, if the chair if the chair chooses to count an invalid vote, that is a second degree felony. Yep. And the chair right now doesn't want to make any waves and is just saying, okay, I'll, you know, maybe save it for a contest.
I know you want to make waves because you want to have the legitimate winner if these can't be certified. Where do we stand as of this moment? And when do you think that this hand count's going to be done?
Well, I was hoping it would be done this week. thought we could do Tuesday through Friday. But today, as you see, I'm sitting here in my home, and we are not doing the count today because yesterday, although I told the chair I had the cashier's check, they told on Friday I needed $10,000 to move ahead. That's another story. I have volunteers that will do this for free, but they are choosing people to work and get paid as opposed to using volunteers, people that actually would do this for free. So they're costing me more and more money. And so they told me on Friday I need another $10,000 deposit. In 2 days, I was able to raise it. That's the grassroots. This is the War Room posse actually coming out, reaching out to me from all over the country and helping me move forward. I was able to raise the $10,000, and I told her I had the money. Let's do it Tuesday. We're ready to go. And somehow late last night, they started sending out messages to people telling them that it's canceled, that I didn't pay them yet. So it's like... Okay. I think today we finally, I spoke with the Republican Party of Texas chair, Matt Rinaldi, and he said, bring me the cashier's check and get this thing going tomorrow. So we're back on track, hopefully tomorrow.
Where do people go to find out more about this? People are now enraged about what's happening because you're symbolic of how they're trying to stop all the MAGA people from taking over. Where do people go?
Yes, this is not a Dallas thing. This is a countrywide thing. We got to pay attention. Go to my X profile. It's Wernick, the number 4, Dallas. And you can keep up with everything over there that's going on with the recount. For instance, we still don't have live streaming. We never got that big sorting machine that we wanted. But you'll find out all this information. I'll keep it updated. Also, my website is... WernickForTexas.com, WernickForTexas.com. So it's just all spelled out. But pretty much X is the only social media I use. And the War Room is the place to be and to find out what's going on in this world. And I'm glad you're doing it.
The posse's all over this because if it can happen in Texas, it can happen anywhere. Remember, you got tough nut, hardcore patriots in Texas.
Yeah, if it can happen here, we got to put it.
That's my point. If they can take it in Dallas, they can take it anywhere.
And this is a Democrat stronghold in Dallas. Yeah, they take over Dallas. This is something that they're going to build on because they know they can. This is an opportunity for us to actually shine a light, expose the flaws inherent in this electronic voting system, this disaster. And, you know, it's not just the grassroots. I had Patrick Byrne reach out to me and help me with the $10,000. I mean, this is definitely not a Dallas-centric issue. So I want to thank Patrick.
Fantastic. Barry, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Melissa, what's your social media?
Melissa M. Katz USA on X, and then Melissa M. Katz on Getter. And I just want to say something real quick. This is a blue county, Dallas, but in Texas, it's a blue state. But the Democrats are focused on these counties like Dallas, and that's why this is going on. We need the Republican Party, the national.
What do you mean, Texas is not a blue. Texas is not a blue state. Texas is a red state. You're saying it's a blue county. They're trying to flip Texas to a blue state.
But what they're doing is Dallas County is a blue county, and so they're focusing on big counties like Dallas to flip them, and that's why we don't have integrity in our election system. No. And there's big races in November. Ted Cruz has a big battle ahead of him. This doesn't get fixed.
Tarrant, Dallas, and Harris are Houston, Dallas, and in the greater Fort Worth area. Melissa, thank you so much. We're going to stay tuned for this. Keep us updated.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
I got a cold open for Brian Costello. Let's play it.
Turn to Ukraine, an issue that's important to you and your fellow Republican chairman, Michael McCaul, who runs the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman McCaul made a comment this week about what he says sounds like Russian propaganda from some conservative media and why it's so difficult to explain to Republican voters why supporting Ukraine is important. He told Julia Yaffe, quote, "I think Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base." He singled out primetime shows on conservative channels. Do you agree with him? And how big is this problem?
Oh, it is absolutely true. We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor. I mean, there are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which, of course, it is not. Vladimir Putin having made it very clear, both publicly and to his own population, that his view is that this is a conflict of a much broader claim of Russia to Eastern Europe, and including claiming all of Ukraine territory as Russia's. Now, to the extent that this propaganda takes hold, it makes it more difficult for us to really see this as an authoritarian versus democracy battle, which is what it is. President Xi of China, Vladimir Putin himself, have identified it as such. We need to stand up for democracy. We need to make certain that we know that authoritarian regimes never stop when they start an aggression. Ukraine needs our help and assistance now, and this is a very critical time for the U.S. Congress to step up and provide that aid.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner and Michael McCaul said that Russian propaganda has infected the Republican Party's base, and the Republicans in Congress were repeating Russian propaganda on the House floor. Can I get a witness? Have you seen this? And what do you make of that kind of self-accusation?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you turn on any House oversight hearing in the last year, you will see Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and all these folks engaged in wildly propagandistic rhetoric. And I mean, even let's just rewind a second. We just went through an impeachment attempt on the President of the United States that was started with a source that Republicans used that was in communication with Russian intelligence. So you have not just the bottom bench here, you have the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Representative Comer, take quote unquote evidence, an account from someone who was working with the Russian intelligence and try to impeach and remove the President of the United States over it. This is serious.
How did they not know that, or did they know that this was connected to the Russians? Or did they not figure that out because they hadn't translated from the Cyrillic?
That, I think, is a very excellent question for Chairman Comer, because
he won't come on.
I mean, it is a good question, because when they hauled us all into the...
Yep. Okay, you see the misdirection. But this all starts with Turner and McCall. We're calling you out. Show us, dude. And first off, that whistleblower, that Comer, those guys, you never heard us talk about that in War Room. We're focused on the laptop from hell and the empirical evidence we see. We didn't run around, you know, like some guys on the Murdoch News Network all about that guy. One, we hadn't had a chance to vet it. But two, we didn't need it. Didn't need it. And this is the Comer and Jordan. I mean, what? Turner and McCall are calling out you, this audience. We're not buying into Russian disinformation. We know the KGB are bad guys. We can discern that. Tell me anything we've said about you, Turner, who are a dangerous clown, the mayor of Dayton, right? A dangerous clown of what you've done to cover up real crimes versus what we've seen in Ukraine. We vet the Ukraine stuff 9 ways from Sunday. All the lies you've told, they've lost on the battlefield. You've lied to the American people. You've lied to the Ukrainian people. Why do you think the mothers and fathers in Ukraine will not send their sons and daughters to die on the eastern flank of that in Russian-speaking, territory? And this fantasy about taking over Crimea, you were part of the guys driving that, Turner and McCall. And I realize McCall's tough to deal with because you got to deal with him before 5 o'clock in the afternoon if you get what I'm talking about. This is a disgrace. It's not Colbert and AOC. AOC is an airhead. But Colbert is a clown. I'm talking about what they feed off of. This goes back to Turner and McCall. So I got Brian Costello in here. Brian, you've done an amazing job over the last year of highlighting this massive scandal that's right in front of us that Turner refuses to look at or shut down from Colonel Derek Harvey of this a ticking time bomb of Sequoia Capital and Moritz and the Democrats and the Chinese Communist Party and funding their military operation with American pension fund money. And then when you exposed them, breaking up into a couple of different, well, you got China company here, blah, 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 and Turner. But the key, we still get down to the railhead until Turner on the House Intel, which perp walked Derek Harvey and the guys out day one because he didn't want to deal with this massive scandal that Harvey and those guys had already been in touch with Sequoia Capital. Turner is part of the problem. And he then says that Russian propagandism, show me on the war room, show me, buddy. Versus you, and this is why the people in Dayton ought to be humiliated by what this hapless clown is doing. And McCall, I don't want to say what he is, but let's say you only can talk to him before 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Brian Costello, your thoughts, observations, sir.
Yes, Steve, the doofus from Dayton strikes again. And, you know, he's accusing his brethren in the Republican Party of being Russia propagandists just because everybody thinks there's bigger threats. We know China's behind Russia. We know we have escalating tension in the Middle East. We know there isn't good controls on the money going into Russia or into Ukraine. And because of that, you know, we're all Putin propagandists, right? But let me tell you who's delivering this message, Mike Turner, right? This is the guy who Leader McCarthy put in charge of the House Intelligence Committee. The House Intelligence Committee is an extremely important role. It's part of what's called the Gang of Eight, where they get briefings that nobody else gets. So this guy's getting intelligence that most people in Congress don't get. What this guy decided to do when he got his role was to take the entire investigative team that investigated the real Russia hoax, which is what I thought AOC was actually, I thought she was talking about the weaponization of the Justice Department about against Trump. I have no idea what she was even talking about. So Turner took that entire staff. These are military folks like Colonel Harvey, Colonel Pappas, folks that worked in the agencies, and he perp walked them out the door like they were villains. What I understand was there was an agreement between McCarthy and Turner not to remove any of the staff. So they went against their comments to the previous chairman of the staff or the ranking member, Devin Nunes, and they let the whole team that investigated how the IC was being used, you know, with Russian disinformation to investigate a presidential candidate and then president, and he walked them all out the building. And this guy's accusing his colleagues of being Russia propagandists? When he's the one, you know, he's the one who let the whole staff go that was, you know, investigating a false investigation launched by the Biden administration. The Obama Biden administration, sorry.
Talk to me about the latest. You've been putting a ton of stuff up on Twitter. I just want to get everybody up to speed on what your investigation is showing, what you're exposing.
Steve, your show this morning, I think, is spot on, right? We have a government right now that works for the billionaire class. It doesn't work for the American people. So there's two things that I'm seeing right now. Jamie Dimon came out today and said that LNG, liquid natural gas, you know, being halted by the Biden administration through drilling and stopping export terminals was a political decision. And what we know and what we've covered on the show, and here you have the quote from Dimon saying this was a political decision, and it hurt the strategic position of our country, right? It hurt our strategic economics, right? And it didn't help the environment. It became too expensive for countries like Vietnam and these other folks to use liquid natural gas because Biden drove up the prices. So they started using coal again. So we didn't even help the environment. Who we did help was China, right? And if you look at this, a lot of the LNG, the politics that Dimon is talking about. And so this affects every American person, right? In the Northeast, a lot of the powers or a lot of your bills are gas, right? If electricity is driven by gas prices, so the high electricity prices in California are driven up. So they're taking money out of every American's wallet to stop this. And what you're seeing is there's political organization, these NGOs, like Michael Moritz from Sequoia's Crankstart, and if Denver can put up, there was an article written that the GOP tweeted out, right? The GOP tweeted out this LNG Washington Times article that Moritz, Bloomberg, the Rockefeller Foundation, they were funding stopping this LNG drilling in the export facilities, driving up the prices. Who benefits from that? China and their China investments. So we literally have NGOs that are supposed to be doing good things. They're not doing good things. They're doing bad things for the American people. And what's happened is we have a political establishment who listens to them because they write the checks. And the victim in this is the American people. So we're seeing that, you know, I'm following that. That's one of the things that's going on where the billionaires have, you know, hurting the American people. The other thing we're following
Brian, hang on. I want to leave a cliffhanger here because I'm going to bring you back after the break. Brian Costello is going to rejoin us. We got much more. This is the scandal that's Turner sitting on, and he refuses to act on Sequoia Capital, on the corruption, on funding the CCP's advanced weapon systems. This is the question that has to be act. And he's lying about the Russian propaganda. That's the head of the Intelligence Committee smearing MAGA, smearing President Trump, smearing the America First Movement, smearing them. He's defaming them. This is a lie, a bald-faced lie. And he's not going to be able to hide behind the cover of being House Intel. People in Dayton should be ashamed of this guy. We're going to take a short break. You can tell by the turbulence. This is why gold is hitting all-time highs every couple of days. Jamie Dimon, who we just talked about, out today with, wow, you know, he's writing this big thing, you know, about the kinetic Third World War. We might be starting the de-dollarization movement. What are we doing here? Jamie Dimon's been one of the guys at the control system here as the chairman CEO of the most prestigious bank in the world, J.P. Morgan. And now he's kind of waking up and saying, man, how did all this happen? Yo, Jamie, you can't go full populist on the war room, right? We'd love to have you, but you're a phony. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon and talk to Philip Patrick and team about gold as a hedge for times of turbulence. Back in a moment. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room Battleground with Stephen K. Bannon.
More than just beautiful dance. It's a touch of the divine. More than just legends. It's the beautiful culture and wisdom of China before communism. More than just a performance. It's an experience that awakens the soul. See it at least once in your lifetime. Shen Yun, an all-new production every year.
ShenYun.com, check where you're in your area. It's coming. It's going all over the country. The buried lead there is China before communism. It's like the United States before Marxism. You see traditional culture, that's beautiful. You'll be absolutely blown away. That's the culture allowed by Jing. That's the culture of ancient China versus what you've got in the CCP, the automaton, authoritarian nature of the Chinese Communist Party. Absolutely outrageous. The greatest enemy, external enemy America's ever had and now infiltrated all of it. This is why Brian Costello is all over. And by the way, it's the wealthiest and most well-connected people in the country that are the biggest collaborators and traitors. This is what the whole Mike Turner running around about Russia, 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 Russia. You're nothing but KGB. It's all BS. You're a liar. You're an idiot. You're a moron. Two-digit IQ liar. Can't back any of this up. And he's on there all puffed up on the morning shows. This is the mayor of Dayton, all puffed up that he's Mr. Geostrategist. Now that he got one classified briefing. And by the way, 90% of the classified stuff's crap. Brian Costello has exposed all this in his work. But two things about the Chinese Communist Party. Remember Jace Medical, jacemedical.com, promo code Bannon. Get your discounts. They've built a whole business about the CCP control and the supply chains, which they still do, to block your medicines because they only control, hey, wait for it, 100% of active pharmaceutical ingredients. Does that shock you? It should. Does that concern you? It should. Is there a solution? Yes, there is. JaceMedical.com. Go immerse yourself in information. Put the promo code Bannon to get the discount. Also, HomeTitleLock.com. State actors, non-state actors, bad guys. Now they've got cyber and artificial intelligence. Joe Allen's going to come on in a moment. Japanese studies. It was the Mac Daddy and Dredge Day. The end of the social order because of artificial intelligence. Collapse of social order because of artificial intelligence. Jamie Dimon waking up to it. Elon Musk coming out again yesterday and said, well, you know what? Upon further review, I think next year it's going to be smarter than any human on Earth. Make sure you go to a home title lock. Don't let it get into your title. Don't let it take your title. Don't let it take a second loan, hard money loan on your title because nobody wants to hear your tale of woe after the fact. Get ahead of it. HomeTitleLock.com. Immerse yourself. Promo code Bannon. A Turner, 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 Turner. You've done more than anybody in this country to expose this. You've gone to the FBI. You know there's interest in this because what happened with Sequoia Capital is outrageous. Tell me about Turner.
Yeah, Steve, I think we need some intelligence to replace Turner. So listen, what the House Intelligence Committee does is they're responsible for overseeing the intelligence community and the intelligence committees. One of the most important things we have happening in this country is China has used our billionaire elite to infiltrate Washington. This is something that the intelligence community should be watching and should be understanding, right? Devin Nunes, when he was the ranking member.
Okay, hold it. Stop. Hit rewind on that. Tell me that again.
So what the House Intelligence Committee is responsible for is overseeing the intelligence committees, right? Making sure that they're doing their job to protect the American people. One of the biggest problems.
No, they're overseeing. Hang on. Stop. They're not to oversee the intelligence committees. They're over to oversee the intelligence agencies. Nine of them, right? And they're 19. How many we officially fund? Is it 19 or 17? How many? When you say the community, it's a vast network that's in the Department of Defense. It's everywhere, right?
There's a lot. How do they oversee that? Yeah, so they're responsible for overseeing, right, running investigations, looking into what they're doing. Are these groups doing their jobs, right? So looking into investigations and everything else, interacting with that community, understanding the risks, right? There's not a lot of legislation that comes out of this particular group. Sometimes there's legislation. I mean, you're obviously going to see him, the FISA stuff, right? You're going to see him all over supporting that the intelligence community needs this weapon that's been abused, right, and been used for political purposes and not necessarily the means. So that's going to be the next thing where you see Turner jumping up and down around all the FISA stuff, right? So his responsibility is for looking into this. We have a huge issue here. And that the political establishment, because of the billionaire donors, oftentimes will just even ignore what the intelligence community says. You know, there's a famous story there, Steve, that we're dealing with on the biotech side with Obama and Biden, where they let China buy a human genome sequencing company that the entire intelligence community recommended that they should, right? So the House Intelligence Committee plays at the intersection of this, right? The intelligence community working with the administration, which we know there's a lot of nefarious stuff that's gone on there. So this role is extremely important, right? Our intelligence committee or community, I keep saying committee, has been abused, right? And it's Turner's responsibility to reel this in, like Devin Nunes did when he was the ranking member and was the chairman prior to that. And he's not done that. He's used it to, you know, wave the wand for more funding for the military complex into Ukraine, right? Like he's not even doing his job. He's focusing.
The reason we're teeing this up, the FISA fight and the Ukraine fight, the railhead of a lot of this insidious opposition is Turner and House Intel and McCall over at Armed Services. These two guys are in on the fix. We got to bounce, but I want people to go to your Twitter account and follow you, and we'll have you back on because this thing's going to superheat up starting tomorrow. Where do they go, Brian Costello?
Yeah, on Twitter or X, it's BP Costello. So they can go there, and we're going to have a lot of stuff about this coming up, Steve. So appreciate
how nasty do you think this FISA fight's going to be, sir?
It's going to be really nasty, right? It's going to be, you know, like a FISA fight in an election year, Steve, right? Like, you know, we know from prior reporting the FISA stuff was abused to spy on a political campaign, right? So we got a FISA fight in the middle of
Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Called Donald Trump and, you know, 26 of his colleagues, this including is, yourself,
this,
right?
This is why They're trying to lock him. This is why they're taking him to trial to get him off the campaign trail. They don't want him hammering every day on this. Costello, one more time, your Twitter account?
On X, it's BP Costello.
Thank you, brother. Amazing work for an entrepreneur that's got his own business to run. He's got a day job, but he's the most serious investigator about this issue, which is massive. Joe Allen's going to join us. We got a cold open for him. Let's do the cold open for Joe Allen. Bring him on.
Love to kick off with AI. Now, what's your take on where we are in the AI race just now?
Wow, that's a long answer. There's so much happening, and AI is the fastest advancing technology that I've ever seen of any kind, and I've seen a lot of technology. Barely a week goes by without some new announcement. So, and if you look at the amount of AI hardware, the computers coming online that are dedicated to AI, that is increasing what looks like at least by a factor of 10 every year, if not every 6 to 9 months. So when you combine the hardware coming online, really order of magnitude increase every, you know, call it at least every 9 months, and many, many software breakthroughs, if you look at that curve, it looks insane. So I think we'll... My guess is that we'll have AI that is smarter than any one human probably around the end of next year. And then AI, the total amount of sort of sentient compute of AI, I think will probably exceed all humans in 5 years.
Okay. This is saying the quiet part out loud. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a bombshell. Because as much as we fight with Elon Musk, right, about his CCP connections and his BS on being an absolutist on free speech, I got all that, right? But, and I've said from day one, he is like the Thomas Edison of this current generation. And on certain areas, because he's an idiot savant, he is brilliant. And he's deep into AI. He's going to try to turn Tesla around by saying Tesla's really an AI company. The free fall that Tesla's going through in the scam of the electric vehicles. Joe Allen, but this is another bombshell. I mean, he said kind of this before, but now he's saying it right out. More than human intelligence by the end of next year, artificial general intelligence in 5 years, and we have the reports. It was the Mac Daddy on Drudger say on the new pagan holiday of the eclipse. I can't believe modern people. They're just like cavemen. The Japanese have done these reports that are leaking in now. The Mac Daniel Drudge yesterday was the end of social order because of AI. Put it in perspective, Joe Allen, you've done more than any human that's not actually a technician that works this every day, and explain this to the American people. What do you got?
You know, Steve, the real eclipse that Elon Musk is talking about is the human race being eclipsed by our technological inventions, or maybe to put it more specifically, the human race being eclipsed by a small subset of other humans' technological inventions. Musk has basically accelerated his timeline over the last 3 years to the point that now, as opposed to 6 to 7 years, as he would have said maybe a year ago, he's now predicting that artificial general intelligence will be reached by the end of this year. I'm not sure what definition he's going with, listening to that particular podcast. And of course, I've raked over almost every interview or podcast or tweet he's ever sent out. I don't know what definition he's going with. It could be a lot of different things. I'm assuming it's not the most aggressive sort of vision of what AGI will be. It's probably more like a multimodal model that links together other narrow AIs. One way or the other, what he's talking about is an idea shared to some extent or another by people all across Silicon Valley, increasingly people in the U.S. government, and of course, governments across the world, the EU recently passing laws to try to get some sort of rein on this, Japan taking this very, very seriously, as you just mentioned a moment ago. I believe it was yesterday or the day before, Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan Chase, sent out a newsletter to his shareholders. He's really reiterating all the ideas Klaus Schwab talks about with the fourth industrial revolution, that AI will be as important as the steam engine, as important as electricity, as important as the internet. But if we go with Klaus Schwab's notion, we're talking about a total convergence of humans with machines, and JP Morgan Chase, as are many other money management funds, many other banks, corporations, they're integrating AI into every aspect of their businesses they can, meaning that one way or the other, whether we end up with superhuman intelligence, as Elon Musk is basically predicting, or whether we just end up with kind of half-baked AI being integrated from top to bottom, from the military to the corporations to the biomedical establishment to education, what we are definitely seeing is an intentionally engineered transformation of human society, human culture, and it all centers on this idea that we are developing artificial intelligence that will be a greater authority on what is real than any single human being on Earth, as Musk says, in the next year or in 5 years. The AI will be a greater authority on reality and more intelligent than the entire human race, unless, as Musk proposes, we link our brains together into a massive hive mind to challenge this sort of mythical, godlike artificial intelligence.
Okay, hang on for a second. Two things. I've only got about 4 minutes. We'll touch on it now. I'll get you back on. Number one, go back to Jamie Dimon. The steam engine, you got basically human development, human history. You hit the steam engine, boom. Then you got the silicon chip, boom. Those are the two biggest developments in the history of mankind as far as technology goes. It took mankind to the next level because everything from the agricultural revolution is kind of steady state. All the wars, all the different religious orders, everything is kind of steady state to the creation of the steam engine. Then you got the silicon chip. When he says AI is at that level, what does he mean?
What he means, what Jamie Dimon means by this, it's the same thing Klaus Schwab talks about and many, many others. It's really, you described it as well as it can be described. Each technology sparks off a massive revolution in the way human beings live, the way in which they work, the way in which they communicate, the way in which they live their lives, and the way in which they see the world as a whole. And the prediction is, and I think that this is accurate, however good AI is or isn't, that it is going to be rolled out, but instead of like the steam engine, you're moving an object from one part of the world to the other, or instead of like the printing press, you're moving human-made, human-created information from one part of the world to the other, or from one mind to the other. With artificial intelligence, you now have a mechanism that generates novel information, novel combinations of information. It generates art, it generates literature, it generates analyses on genomes or other biological structures. And it's being integrated in all of these different sectors. And even despite my skepticism as to the greatest claims of it, it is undoubted that in many of these sectors, if you do not become a kind of human AI symbiote, then you will not live up to the expectation of your field. We are basically being shoehorned, or we're being kind of herded into a new mode of life in which each human being, as many have said, Eric Schmidt most recently, each human being has an AI companion to integrate the realities of the world into the mind, to interpret the world. We're talking about basically a guardian angel. And if you don't have it, then in the new system, as they're setting up this new digital ecosystem, if you don't adapt in that digital ecosystem, you get left behind. You are no longer relevant. And of course, if Elon Musk or any of the really aggressive predictions, if any of these are true, as far as AI actually having a greater understanding, so to speak, or grasp of reality, then even human beings, not just regular humans being left behind by cyborgs, human beings are left behind by AI. Now, this, of course, to the War Room audience, I've talked to many, many people. They say this sounds like sci-fi. Well, that when you have the wealthiest men on Earth, the most powerful governments on Earth talking like this.
This is happening.
Something is happening.
This is happening. We wouldn't have covered it if it was sci-fi. We don't do fiction. This is real. Real quickly, I've only got about a minute. The Elon Musk's alternative, how we combat it, to all interconnect into a hive mind. Your thoughts, sir?
I think it's a horrific idea. In fact, the entire system that they're setting up, obviously, I think is absolutely horrific. And I think that they position it as if this is like a force of nature, that humans have to evolve and adapt to this force of nature. These are human-created machines. This is not like the machines we have created. These are machines that a very small subsets of humans have created, and they are imposing on the rest of us. And I think that the solution that we all link our brains either via screens, virtual reality, or as Musk wants, a trode into the brain to link the brain to AI, I think it is a horrific desecration of everything that human beings have been up to this point that we are right now. And it's a vision of turning the human race into a monstrosity. That's how I see Elon Musk's so-called final solution to the problem.
The book is Dark Aeon. You can get it. It's the best way to get a grasp of this. Joe, where do people go to get your writings? Right now, you're going to be on a lot more because there's so much breaking every day on this. Joe's been touring the country talking about the book, talking about his thinking, but we need him on War more and more. Joe, our senior editor for All Things Transhumanism. Where do they get you, Joe?
You can find the book anywhere books are sold. I recommend bookshop.org, unless you want to go to Amazon, palm payment. And then you can get it at Canonic XYZ, Bitcoin only, and of course, Skyhorse Publishing, warroom.org. Under the Transhumanism tab, you'll find all my work. And of course, social media at JoeBotXYZ. Thank you very much, Steve.
Amazing, Joe. Amazing. We'll drill down more on this. The alternative that Musk is talking about may be worse than the cure, may be worse than the disease. We'll talk about that in the days ahead. As transhumanism is a central part of this, is one of the reasons the transgender ideology is even out there. One thing we've done, sacred human health, sacred human. You're made in the image and likeness of God, endowed with the Holy Spirit. It's one of the touch points of this show, one of the foundational elements. Go to sacredhumanhealth.com today. Immerse yourself in the information over there of the team. We've gotten rave reviews on everything, but we've really focused on the grass-fed beef liver, the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. The reviews we're getting from people and the feedback we're getting as they use it and sign up for more is just incredible. I'm kind of blown away by it. We'll share more of that and hopefully get some of these folks on, but we'll share and I'll actually read some. Also, get a pot. And maybe it's too late today. Actually, late in the day, I don't drink coffee either. But baby, I'm up early. 5 o'clock at the latest, put a big pot of Warpath coffee on in the morning. The dark roast is my baby, but the mild blends and all of it are great. Tej Gill and the Navy SEAL team, like Tej said, he had the best weapons in the world, the best equipment as a SEAL. He wanted to do the same thing for the coffee because they drank a lot of Navy swill like I did on my ship. That's where we're so maniacal about the coffee. Warpath.coffee/rum. Get your discounts. Go immerse yourself. You'll love it. Lou Dobbs is next. We're back at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning in the War Room. Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.